The waiting is finally over.
To the track, at the wall, it is gone! David Wright needed that.
It's been 184 days, one fascinating hot stove season, and one long winter since baseball last made an official mark on New York City Field. But for one baseball fan, indeed one baseball player, the wait has been even longer.
Payoff pitch. Check Flinger Diddy on appeal. He went around. Down goes Diazza. A dozen for Harvey. And if that's the end of the night, he ended with an exclamation point. It's a one-hit shutout.
In the summer of 2013, Mets righty Matt Harvey had taken all of baseball and all of New York by storm, breezing through most of the season with a power fastball and a growing arsenal of devastating pitches. Harvey pitched his way into the starter's role at the 2013 All-Star Game in Citi Field before a sharp pain in the elbow, a trip to the doctor, and Tommy John surgery brought it all to an untimely end. But today, Matt Harvey's long road back to the majors is over. Good afternoon, everyone. We are in the nation's capital at Nationals Park as we get ready to roll on the 2015 Major League Baseball season. We look forward to sharing this journey with you all summer long. Now, the road begins here in Washington, D.C., fittingly against the team the Mets figure to be chasing for the National League East lead all year long. It's led by stars like Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper, and the Nats will provide the yardstick by which all others in this division will ultimately be measured. But for the Mets, yes, the waiting has finally come to an end as the team brings together a trio of uber-talented young pitchers to form the cornerstone of what promises to be an impressive pitching staff for years to come. Fresh off grabbing the National League's Rookie of the Year award in 2014, Jacob DeGrom returns this year to team with Harvey and Zach Wheeler, three of the most coveted young pitchers in baseball. It makes for an exciting staff now fully open for business, and manager Terry Collins thinks it's just the right mix if veteran stars like David Wright can get past the injury bug and get back to swinging an all-star bat.
You have a guy of the not just the stature, but the integrity of David Wright. And when he says to you, "Hey, look, I'm fine. I can play through this. It's not bothering me that much." You have to decide: is he better at 80% than someone else? It would be at perhaps 100% or 95%.
But it's not just number five who needs to bring the lumber. Along with Wright, a bounce back year is expected from Curtis Granderson. He came across town from the Yankees before the start of last season. And Grandy is hoping to regain the power stroke that saw him launch 138 home runs in a four-year stretch between 2009 and 2012. Throw in the thunder provided by the young and improving Lucas Duda at first, along with newcomer Michael Kadire in right, and there should be plenty of offense to go around. But it's not just the Mets themselves who are bullish on this improving team for 2015. Industry experts like former Mets general manager Steve Phillips are looking to this group to put together a winning playoff contending team.
Two key players are going to be Curtis Granderson and David Wright. Now, Kevin Long, in as the Mets hitting coach, is a guy that had great success with Granderson at the Yankees. If Granderson can make more contact and drive the ball, he could be a force in this lineup. And David Wright has to bounce back from that shoulder problem and be that number three hitter in the lineup, the guy who hits for average and for power and can steal bases and drive in runs. Michael Kadire is a tremendous addition to the lineup. It adds length and depth and pop. The Mets could lead the league in doubles. Now, they're moving the fences in. Some of those doubles can go over the fences, but they should be able to slug the ball. Now, they need to be able to cut down on strikeouts, and they need Wilmer Flores not to worry about his offense, but he needs to catch the ball at shortstop. If they can do that, with the continued growth for Juan Lagares in center field and Travis d'Arnaud behind the plate, the Mets truly contend in that tough National League East in 2015.
These are just a few of the many Mets storylines which promise to make 2015 a fascinating and potentially successful campaign. And coming up in a moment, we'll hear from General Manager Sandy Alderson himself about how he's put this team together, what he expects to see as the season unfolds. Mets baseball is back, and it starts next.